أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير صدق الله العظيم. This is the first of the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Many ahadith bear witness to the fact that these two verses carry a great deal of virtue, and hence we will discuss some of these ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he narrates from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever recites the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah at night, then these two verses will suffice for that individual. What is the meaning of suffice? Suffice for what? Our ulama have explained three different aspects and three different dimensions of these two verses being sufficient. Number one, the onslaught of man and jinn upon an individual, whatever fitna, whatever difficulties they would want to impose upon a person, these two verses will become a protection for that individual. Secondly, calamities that may befall a person, these two verses become a protection for those calamities. Of course, whatever is muqaddar and whatever is destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to happen. And thirdly, it suffices that if perchance a person was unable to make his other adhkar, his other normal routine recitals of verses of the Quran or tasbihat, etc., he was unable to do it, then these two verses will be sufficient for that person for that night. Then we find Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the theme of this narration is found in 6 or 7 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I had been given the concluding verses of Surah Baqarah, min kanzin taht al arsh, from a treasure from below the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such has never been given to any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before me. Now here there's three aspects. One is this, a treasure. Obviously what we treasure will be most valuable to an individual. And when we ascertain that each and every word of the Quran, each and every harf of the Quran is of great value, and then this will have an added value insofar as the Quran Sharif in itself is concerned. Number two, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every word, every harf of the Quran is lofty, has its position of highness. But here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing it gives us an idea of the loftiness of these verses. And then number three, that no other Nabi was given the likes of this verse, hence this shows a very unique merit that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find in the hadith of the mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traversed from Makkah Mukarrama, Baytul Maqdis, and then through the 7 skies, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, right to the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At that time, very famously, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted one gift, and the gift of 5 salat. In this narration, together with the gift of 5 salat, 5 namazes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I was granted the last portion of Surah Al-Baqarah. In other words, this came as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then obviously it will be a gift to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to complete that hadith, the third gift that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that a person from my ummah who has not committed shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person, provided he turns to Allah, he seeks tawbah, he seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Then we find one hadith where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they heard a very strange sound like that of a creaking door. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam looked up towards the sky, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this door has never opened before, and an angel had come down, and this angel never came before. Now hear the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of two noors, two lights that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. One is that of Surah Al-Fatiha, that is a great noor and a light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. And the second is the concluding verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, of Surah Al-Baqarah. The last and concluding part of this hadith, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you will not recite a single harf, a single letter from either Surah Al-Fatiha or the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, but it will be granted to you. Now when we look at Surah Al-Fatiha, there is a dua, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for guidance, for hidayat, and hence that will be granted to you. And together with that, in the next verse, in the last verse of the surah, of Surah Al-Baqarah, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for various things, and when we recite it, it will not be rejected, it will be granted. And then in conclusion, we find Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in one narration, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that whoever has any understanding of the deen of Islam, then that person will never sleep until the person has recited Ayatul Kursi and the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. So when we look at these great virtues that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has attached to these verses, then obviously on the one hand, its recital should become part of our routine, and secondly, to try to understand what is the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these two verses. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq.